Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is September 1st, 2022. Saints, this world is in turmoil. Most just still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin. Look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Did you not hear the sound of the shofar? You need to heed the warning. Please, please, please get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency cell phone number, 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates with the breaking news all about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all this where? At our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on net internationally. It's on four different MP3 streams, Twitch, Rumble, PhoneBridge, and it's picked up by every podcatcher out there, at least all the ones that I've checked. On another note, let's thank our listener base. Places like Helsinki, Finland, Picton, New Zealand, Cuisine City, that's the Philippines, you're a new one, hello over there. Of course, cities in all the United States, such as Salina, Kansas, Victoria, Texas, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that might be a good place to be down there on the beach, right, folks? Hutchinson, Kansas, you are back as the largest group of listeners to our program. That's when it goes to podcast later tonight. I cannot tell where you're at listening live or on radio or how many. I just know it's a lot. By the way, folks, ask you to send me a text to my phone. Let me know what city you're hailing from. Go over and check out our website at prophecyhour.com. We did a lot of work on it. And if you see something else we need to do, send me a text. Let me know. Now, prayer, we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not my will, Father, but your will. So in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, please, Father, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, there is so much going out there, and our next guest, as you folks know, keeps track of more than I do, of a lot of things that are going on out there. I start to say most everything, but there's just such an incredible amount of information and things changing minute by minute, hour by hour. It seems like we blink and there's 10 new things happening worldwide. So I'm just going to bring him on. He's the author of, first off, though, he has a blog, and it's called the Economic Collapse Blog, and the most important thing. He's the author of the books, The Beginning of the End, Rapture Verdict, Get Prepared Now, and Living a Life That Really Matters, Lost Prophecies of the Future America, and his newest book is The Seven-Year Apocalypse. He's become very popular. He's been on other prophecy-related radio and TV programs. So let's check in with him. Welcome, Michael Snyder. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing very well, Pastor Dan, and if you hear the sound of helicopters flying overhead, literally right now as we started the program, another round of helicopters is flying over my house toward some mountains in the distance where they're dumping water or whatever they dump on the fires to try to put the fires out, because there are wildfires not too far from where I am. In fact, last night we could look out and across the valley, see the fires burning from our house. So it's an exciting time here, but we're doing well, and I'm excited to be with you today.
Well, I'm excited for you to be here, but let me ask you then, so they're not headed to your house. I mean, the fires, are you okay?
Oh, we're okay. We're not in any imminent danger, but it was a little unsettling last night to be able to look across and see the red fires burning across, because, you know, at night, everything is black, and then you can see the red of the fires burning and burning the trees and so forth. But it's not right next to our house because we have a long view from where we are. So we're not in any imminent danger. I'll definitely be able to complete the program with you today.
Well, I'm not so worried about the program, brother, but I care for you and your family, and it's great to know that you're safe. But wow, that's pretty fantastic. Back to you. Yeah. Let's go with this. You know, I've looked at your web, one that popped up. I mean, you put stuff out pretty fast, and as I was saying at the lead, and I started saying we keep track of everything, but it is just impossible to keep track of everything. But this is something I hadn't seen. We'll start with that, and we can go anywhere you want, but I'd like to hear about this first. It says a gigantic sunspot's pointed directly at Earth. What's going on?
Yeah, we just learned about this. This just came out, but of course the sun is very active because of the time of the cycle that it's in right now. But at this moment, a giant sunspot has formed, and it's pointed directly at Earth, and that's important. Because if a sunspot forms, but it's not pointed at us, then it's not a potential threat. But this sunspot, which is known as AR3089, if you want to look it up. But the way the sun is directed right now, the sunspot is pointed directly at us, and it has just developed a delta class magnetic field. And what that means is that this sunspot has the potential to produce X class flares, because of course there's three classes of solar flares: C class, which is not a threat to us; M class, which can produce moderate geomagnetic storms; and then you've got X class, and those are the big ones. And so often with an X class flare, you have associated with it a coronal mass ejection, and that's the kind of event, if it's pointed directly at Earth, which can produce a Carrington event, or people have heard about electromagnetic pulse, you know, and so forth. But, you know, this is the kind of event we're talking about. So for the first time in a long time, this is a real threat. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is telling us, well, they say, well, there's only about a 5% chance that we're going to see an X-class flare. So probably not going to happen, hopefully. But, however, there are prophecies. People have seen that someday that this is going to happen, and that there will be a coronal mass ejection. There will be, you know, our power grids will get hit, and, you know, and they will be affected, and there will be blackouts, and there will be problems. So this is something we're watching. This is something that I've been kind of watching in the background for a long time. So we hope that this will not be another Carrington event. In fact, interesting to note, that the Carrington event happened on September 1st, 1859.
Really?
And so here we are today recording this program on September 1st, 2022. So on this exact day in history was the Carrington event, which at that time, you know, it fried telegraph wires. But there wasn't much electronic at that time. You know, society was not depending on electronics, on computers,
right,
on the internet, in order to function, right? But today,
yeah,
imagine if there was a coronal mass ejection, if we were hit by a massive solar storm, our power grids were fried, the big transformers, which are so important, were inoperable, and Lloyd's of London has said, well, if this happens, power grids could be down for weeks or more. Some have projected months, you know. So imagine, okay, all the power in your community is out for an extended period of time. All of a sudden, there's no computers, there's no lights, there's no internet, there's no ATMs, the hospitals don't have power, the water pumping stations don't have power, you're not getting water to your house, you're not getting electricity, there's no electricity at our gasoline stations, so you can't go fill up your vehicle. I mean, we're talking about a situation where all of a sudden all economic activity would come to a screeching halt, all normal life, normal activity would come to a screeching halt, and all of a sudden everyone would, they wouldn't have radio, they wouldn't have television, they wouldn't have internet, they wouldn't know what's going on. There would be a lot of fear, a lot of panic, especially if when once it starts going on for a few days or a few weeks, people would say, what's going on? You know, and you know, a few stores may try to still operate and sell things for cash, but very quickly their shelves would empty out. And we're talking about a situation where we'd have a breakdown of society. There wouldn't be food and water available. There'd be riots and civil unrest and mass panic. So
yeah,
this is the kind of scenario that we do not want to see, and that would be really bad. And so let's watch this, because this is a danger. It's in my article I compared, right, that I posted on the economic class log, I compared it to a loaded gun, because this is a real potential threat. Now, hopefully it won't happen. They're saying that it probably won't, but there's a possibility that it could, Pastor Dan.
Right, absolutely. You know, I have a couple of comments about that. Number one, I've read about that Carrington event, and some folks, telegraph operators, some of them got shocked while they were, you know, when it happened, because it transferred through it. But, you know, what you describe with this is an MP event. This is the same thing that if they do, like if Russia, they could use a nuclear weapon to do this, to create the same thing over the United States. Am I not correct, Michael?
Oh, you're very correct. You know, a nuclear weapon exploded over the center of the country would cause a similar effect, for much of the United States. And much has been written about that. But so it can be caused by a nuclear weapon, but it can also be caused by a storm coming from the sun. And that's why it's such a big deal,
right,
that the sunspot is directly pointed at us right now.
Right, absolutely. And, yeah, it is something to think about. And in no way do I – this one's – it's like this. One comes from man, and I guess the other one comes from Yahweh. It sure put things back, that's for sure. And it would take so long to recover because our – I don't know if you follow things, folks, but our electrical system is just not in the world's best shape at all. Especially like in California, you talk about all these rolling blackouts and everything. Our system's just not up to it. We'd be back in, what, the 1800s or something like that before all the electricity. Wow. So that's a big thing, Michael. So what's the next thing on your list?
Well, there's so much going on right now, you know, and in terms of the natural world, where, you know, in addition to watching the sun, and Jesus did warn us to watch for signs in the sun, moon, and stars. So what would signs in the sun look like? I don't know. You know, were you referring to unusual activity in the sun? We don't know. But certainly we're watching the sun. And related to that is that global weather patterns are going completely nuts, Pastor Dan. You know, we've got a drought in the western half of the country, the worst multi-year mega drought in 1,200 years. And to make it even worse, a historic heat wave this week is hitting the southwest with temperatures well into the triple digits, you know, in some areas, making the drought, which is affecting crop production, which is affecting ranchers, are selling off their cattle in unprecedented numbers, which they're selling it off, they're being slaughtered, and so that's keeping meat prices somewhat stable in the short term. But in the longer term, 2023 and beyond, meat prices are going to go way up because the U.S. cattle herd is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, crops, we're talking about, for example, in California, they're saying we're going to have a tomato shortage in the months ahead because the tomatoes, they're not getting enough moisture. They're having a real trouble growing the tomatoes. And the state of California alone produces 25% of all the tomatoes on the entire planet. So if California can't grow tomatoes, that's a really, really big deal. So we're talking about spaghetti sauce and salsa and spaghetti sauce and so many of the things we love.
That's killing me. Wait a minute. That's killing me. I use both. In fact, today, you know, it's Thursday at my house. We don't have Taco Tuesdays. We have Taco Thursdays. When I get off radio tonight, after me and you get done, my wife has homemade tacos ready, and I use lots of salsa and my tomatoes, you know what I mean? And then spaghetti. Are you kidding me? I'm not Italian, but I am a spaghetti freak, man. Back to you.
I love spaghetti too, Pastor Dan. So I love a good tomato sauce. And, you know, I encourage you, people go out and stock up while you can. And because, if there are not shortages in your area in the short term, if your prices have gone up and they're going to keep going up, and eventually they're saying, hey, we could really, if they don't get some rain in California, we're going to have some pretty severe shortages. Meanwhile, over in Europe, they're having the worst drought in 500 years, and crop production all over Europe is going to be way down, agricultural production. In China, it's actually right now they're going through the worst drought on record that they've ever recorded for the modern nation of China, the worst drought ever for them. And they've been shutting down some factories at some point to try to conserve energy. And so all this is going on with just severe drought, which we would expect of one of the end times. Meanwhile, at the exact same time, Pastor Dan, we're having crazy flooding in other areas. For example, right now in Pakistan, about one third of the entire country is underwater right now because of all the flooding, Pastor Dan.
Wow. Yeah, I probably read it from you about that, but that's fantastic. You know, it just makes you wonder if this isn't maybe some weather manipulation from somebody. I mean, you know, other than the potter. I don't know, but it's really craziness. Back to you.
Well, we know that countries all over the world do modify their weather. In fact, China was just in the news that they're trying to seed clouds, but it's so dry there's in some areas there's no clouds to seed. But they manipulate the weather. They're trying to manipulate the weather to try to get some more rain in the areas that desperately need it. So we know that weather modification happens. We also know there's weather weapons. There's countries are able to use sophisticated technologies to affect the weather of other countries. And so is this going on behind the scenes? Where we're hitting one another with weather weapons, we don't know. And of course there's HAARP and everything else and geoengineering, and there are always springs and all these things. You know, when humanity starts to mess with the weather, it's not going to end well. And in so many ways, Pastor Dan, the times we are moving into, we are going to get to reap the consequences of humanity's attempts to do things their own way without God. We push God out of the picture. We're trying to do our things our way, whether it's weather, whether it's climate, whether it's economy, whether it's, you know, war, whether it's so many things, we're going to experience those consequences. And that's going to be so much of what the first half of the tribulation is all about. And so we're starting to see the stage being set for that. But, you know, even here in the United States, we're getting flooding along the Mississippi River right now. Tremendous flooding along the Mississippi River. It's hitting crops. In fact, some crops that were just about to be harvested, that were planted early, that were just about to be harvested, well, they were wiped out by the flooding. So we've got the drought in the western half of the country, then along the Mississippi, flooding's causing horrible, horrible situations. And then, you know, the flooding got to Jackson, Mississippi, the largest city in Mississippi. Well, their water plant was taken offline. It was overwhelmed by the flooding. And so now the residents of Jackson, Mississippi, they're not going to have water. And they're saying they don't have water coming out of their taps. And they're saying it could take up to 4 months to completely repair the water plant. So imagine you have no water coming out of your taps, not just for a day, which is inconvenient, but for 4 months. But this is why I always, one of the reasons I tell people get prepared in advance, because you don't know when a major disaster is just going to hit, and sometimes it hits suddenly. For example, you know, a couple weeks ago, the people of Pakistan were doing just fine, but now all of a sudden a third of their country is underwater. And there are food shortages, and there are shortages of fresh water because, you know, you can't drink the dirty water, you know. And all of a sudden they have all the diseases running rampant. And, you know, those that didn't prepare in advance, well, they don't have anything to fall back on. So, you know, disaster can strike really quick, really fast, and then all of a sudden, if you're not prepared, well, then what do you do?
Yeah, I totally get it. And, you know, on this program, and I, you know, I've been on the air a long time, whatever, but ever since I've been on the air and also through my newsletters, I tell people you need to get ready. You know, you need to get ready now. And even though you don't see it, the lifestyle that I live is a lifestyle of readiness. It's like this. When I go to the store, we usually go for our major shopping like once a month, right? So we always buy a little extra. And so basically our cupboard is like, you know, my wife goes, so, okay, well, I want to make this. Well, she just gets a can of this or a can of that off of the shelf. And, you know, it's stocked. You know what I'm saying? It's stocked. And so if something happened, though, we've got enough backup to last a while. Of course, I won't say how much we have, but you could do that slowly. But right now, Michael, I'm not so sure it needs to be slowly. I think you need to get a few months ahead of time. And I think everybody ought to have at least a year's supply of food, but you folks need to get ready. We've got about 2 minutes before break. Back to you.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, and it's becoming a lot more painful for those that are trying to prepare now, because you go to the grocery store, you fill up a cart full of food, and it can run you over $300, you know? And ouch, that hurts. You know, or I've always encouraged people, hey, try to get more independent of the power grid. And then you look over in Europe where electricity bills are going crazy. In fact, one cafe in Ireland, they said for 73 days from early June until the end of August, their power bill came in at more than 9,000 euros.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Because we're in this giant global energy crisis now, and it's gotten worse because of the war in Ukraine, and now energy bills are going absolutely insane, and they're rising quickly here in the United States as well. So if you didn't get prepared in advance, now you're paying the price because you're totally dependent on the grid, and energy from the grid is just going to get more and more and more expensive. So these things so many of these things are reaching a crisis point, and getting prepared is not as easy. It's a lot more expensive, and it's going to be a lot more painful now.
Yeah, amen. And my ultimate thing is like this on preparation. The first thing you do, of course, you need to be right with the Father and the Son. And if you have that personal relationship, then I'm sure he'll want you to prepare, but you do all that you can, but then he'll take care of the rest. But you've got to do your part, because that goes with faith. If you believe something, you've got to get up off the couch and do something about it. You just can't sit still on faith. Faith says, okay, I believe something's coming. Well, you just can't sit still. You've got to move. Michael, give him a blog site to go to or a contact, whatever, and then we'll go to break.
Yeah, you can find all the articles I'm talking about tonight on themostimportantnews.com. If you visit on a daily basis, you can keep up with all the latest end times news that I post. And then all the books that we're talking about on the show tonight, you can find on Amazon.com in Kindle and paperback format. Just type in Michael Snyder, or just type in 7-Year Apocalypse, and I'll bring my latest book right up. And that's a way that you can support my work and what I'm doing, because we need your help to get this end times message out to the world, because we want to win souls while we still can.
All right, folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. I don't really time it. We'll be back.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, miss the mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789, or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Are you there with me, Michael?
I'm here. Yes.
Yeah, I just had a little feedback or something on it. Okay. Something, I don't know if it's on my system, or I don't know if you could hear me, Michael, or whatever, but all I can hear is nothing but static and feedback through my mic, so I think we need to go to break and maybe restart or something. I can't hear anything. And all I'm hearing is feedback. Are you there with me?
Can you hear me now?
Michael? Something's coming.
I'm here, Pastor Dan.
I don't know where it's coming from. Start those up.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, miss the mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors, the mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com. Or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Well, folks, we had an internet problem tonight, and so I'm really sorry for the shortness of the radio program, as again, it was some sort of internet problem, and it was too much static, so Michael Snyder had to go away. Now, I did finish the program about 17 minutes worth, which you'll hear when I get done talking here, but he will be back with us. Michael will be back with us the first Thursday of each month, and he assured me after the radio program that he wanted to really be back on the program. Because he enjoys our work. He knows that we're doing a good thing to get the warning message out there. We're doing it in the right spirit. And that's why the devil comes so hard against us. But so pray about it. Pray about supporting Radio Talk. We do need your support. Only by your support can we stay on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. And again, consider donating to the Wichita Mission Church. Again, you can donate online, over the phone, all the conventional things. You can mail a check, money order, whatever. You can just get a hold of me by 316-619-4886. Let me know you want to donate. We'll work it out. You can also go to that number so that you can get a prayer request. But again, I'm sorry for the shortness of the program, but I got a good message for you in the last part of the program that I did without Michael after he had to go away. So you be blessed, folks, and listen to the rest of this, and please, please, please share the videos and audios. Be blessed. So I don't know what happened. I think it was a Skype event. I don't know what else to say because everything was going fine here, folks, except that, you know, I had great internet speed, everything. So, yeah, Frank says it's an internet problem, and it must very well be. Like I said, I thought it was the sunspot event we were talking about just before break. But anyway, and Michael, if you happen to be listening or happen to be tuned in, I apologize for all this. I had no control over the internet. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll redo the program at another time real soon. And folks, I know because you really like to hear him when he comes on once a month. So we'll get you back on, Michael. That will be that for now. All right, so let's go over to this. Let's go to Michael Speck. He's got some interesting articles out there, and he's got one that says, why are so many bad things happening in America in 2022? It really explains what's going on. He wanted to know, he quotes from an article that says, is God punishing the United States? Well, that sounds like a really true article. Let's go with this. One of the things that happens to a country when God, Yahweh, wants to punish a country is he gives us bad leaders. After that comes in, at some point, comes invasion. He also embarrasses us to the world, and he has did that. Will we come back? That's the question. And why are we here now? The reason we're here now is because, yes, we got a reprieve from Obama with President Trump. It shocked everybody because, as we know, the elections have been being picked for a while. Trump was a shock to them. They didn't know that he was going to get so overwhelming votes, or they'd have made up for it. He would have never been president. That's why Hillary was so completely upset, is Yeah, she should have been president. That's what was the plan was. And all the things happening right now, worldwide, under supposedly Biden, was supposed to happen with Hillary. But it didn't, because Trump upset things. And Trump started taking the world back to the place where it needed it. You know, he didn't get in any new wars, and he was trying to get us out of everything, and prosperity was coming. But people still didn't repent. Too many people looked beyond, well, oh, yeah, Trump fixed it. It wasn't Trump that fixed it. It was the father that fixed it. And he was trying to give us a chance. One thing Trump did is just like Carl Gallup said, there was a great revealing. There was a revealing of all the evil and a great revealing of what was coming. But did people repent? No, they didn't repent. They just, yeah, maybe some, but mostly, no, there was non-repentance of this nation. Even Jonathan Cahn, before the election, he came out and said that the country needed to repent, and he had a big event in Washington, D.C. A lot of people showed up to that event, and wow, but did the nation repent enough? No, it didn't. Went on, people in Christian churches and Christian believers accepted all the LGBTQ things and all that stuff, all the gay things and gay marriage. Did we repent of that? Did we try to turn it back? Didn't look like it. Well, and go on, an abortion at that time. You know, did we try to turn it back? No, we didn't. And that's a sacrifice to Moloch. That's a sacrifice to Satan. We did all these things, and the list goes on and on what America did that we didn't repent of. This nation needs to turn back. You need to turn back to Yahweh. That's the only way this nation could be possibly saved. But, yeah, I agree. Frank says the nation went the opposite way with all the pride parades and everything, and that's what I'm saying, is that when we came to gay marriage and all these things, instead of trying to turn that stuff back, we didn't turn it back. We increased it. And now to where I just saw a video clip just before the program, or in fact, maybe even during break, that a new LGBTQ pride parade or family-friendly event where the woman was dancing, I guess you could call her that because she did have breasts. They were fully exposed, dancing on a stripper pole, and that was supposed to be family-friendly. You understand that? Family-friendly. So why would not Yahweh heal this nation? It says you have to repent, and repent means turn away from your sin. It doesn't mean continue on in it. And what about the so-called Christian church? Now, there's a lot of churches and pastors and people that speak out, but there's more that don't. They accept. There's gay marriage in the churches. There's gay. They accept them wholly. Oh, you got to still love them. Well, really, Yahweh calls them an abomination. You understand that? He calls them an abomination. So you have to repent of those things and turn away. And so now, you know, all these things are happening to our nation, all the bad things, and it's going to get worse this winter. The only way it gets better is if we turn away, we repent. But that starts with your own families and your own self. Before I even say the word family, it starts with you. Number one, you need to be clean before the Father. You need to repent of your sins. And repentance means turning away. You have to turn away. You know, it's so funny. I had somebody on Facebook saying, showed a picture of a skeleton kicking back saying, oh, it's me waiting on somebody to show me the scripture that says you need to repent for salvation. Really? Are you really that nuts? You're not reading your Bible? That's the whole point. You must repent. Make yourself new. And then you're born again. Every day that you repent, every minute that you repent, you're a new creation because you threw away the old stuff only the devil reminds you of. But you have to repent. You have to turn away. This nation has not turned away from its sin. Maybe there is hope. There's always hope. There's always hope in prayers. But you must repent. You must turn away. So it starts first with your family. Well, first with you. And then with your family, you need to make sure your household's clean. You know, before the Father, it needs to be clean. And then it goes out from there. The repentance has to come to your city, to your town. and then from the city to your the county that you live in, and from the county you live in to the state, and from the state to these United States. But I guess we could call it better by these divided states, right? But the division isn't, people call it, well, this is all political. I stay out of political stuff. It's not all political. That's how you got there. It's political, all right, in the sense that the Christian church sold itself out for the 501(c) back in, I think it was 57 or 58, with the Johnson Amendment. And the only condition for giving the 501(c) tax number and becoming an organized religion of what? The government. That's government religion. And the biggest thing to it, you had to not do political speech, which means you had to be politically correct, not politically incorrect. And it's not, it doesn't have to do with that. What they're calling politically correct and incorrect is just good and evil. So they tried to force God out of this country, and they did a pretty good job. And now you cry to, are you crying to the Yahweh? Are you telling the church that they need to repent and they need to get from the pulpit? But now if a preacher stands up in one of these government churches, and if a preacher stands from the pulpit and tells that you know, you got to sin if he's a chain church, you know, then he's going to get kicked out if he tells you that you got to repent of all the things that I'm talking about. Yeah, some can do it and get away with it, but most can't. And these are the people that are supposed to warn you. These are the people that's supposed to tell you every week, well, this is what's going on. This is bad. This is good. That's what they're there for. They're supposed to preach to you about sin. And people say, well, you're not supposed to judge. Are you crazy? You don't read your Bible. The Word tells you to judge righteously. That means don't go telling somebody to repent of something that you're doing yourself. But you have to repent. You have to warn the wicked man of his way. In fact, I'm going to try and pull up a scripture for you that you all really, really need to heed. And we'll try to get it to you just within the next second or two. But it tells you to repent. Otherwise, the blood for these people is on your hand. And that is Ezekiel 33:6. And we're just about there, so just give me a moment. There's Ezekiel 33:6. Let's go with this. Your Heavenly Father, bless this word and bless this reading. People need to understand it. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring a sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him up for their watchman, if he seeth the sword come upon the land, and he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whosoever shall heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. So if you hear the warning, and you're hearing the warning right now, and if the sword comes, and you don't repent, it's on your head. 5. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not the warning, the blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul. So if you repent, you'll deliver your soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. Did you hear that? And pastors are watchmen. So I'm going to read this again. I'm going to put pastors in it. Listen. But if the pastor see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people are not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness. But his blood I will require at the pastor's hand. A pastor is a watchman. I'm going to go on with this. Thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them for me. Then I shall say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But again he says, but his blood I will require at thy hand. So here it's telling you to warn the wicked. Nevertheless, if a man warn the wicked of his way and turn from it, if he do not turn away from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. That's lawlessness. but thou hast delivered thy soul. So you deliver your soul, you have to warn the wicked, and that's warning them of the sin that they are in. So it does say to judge. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way and turn from it, he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. Okay, I already read that. Therefore, O Son of Man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus speaking, if our transgression or sin be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, O son of man, say unto the children of thy people, thy righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. So you have to stay out of sin. When I say unto the righteous that he shall surely live, it is to trust his own righteousness and commit iniquity. All his righteousness shall not be remembered. But the iniquity has committed, he shall die for it. So I don't care if you're the most beautiful person in the world. If you turn around and you sin, you're going to die in it. So you've got to get out of sin. You must repent and stay that way. But I'm going to have to get out of there. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. And pray about supporting Talk Radio. But remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose 3 days and three nights in the heart, after 3 days in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember, folks, always, always, always be a blessing to others. And that just doesn't just come, that doesn't come from buying everybody food or whatever. It means how you treat people. Treat them well. Yeshua said, love thy neighbor as thyself. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, is praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Yahweh, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, please bless and keep them, and please let your face shine upon them, and please be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.